Okay, today is Daf Kuf Chaf. Welcome back. We're on Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis. Three words from the end of the page. Here we go. V'ikad Masni La Amas Nisan. There are those that learned the previous machlokas that we just had, right, about Rish Yochanan and Rish Lakish. We're going to just repeat the whole thing again. On the Mishnah. That before was on some Braisa. It's on the Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said Ha'or, the hide, the Harotev, the gravy, the Akipa, the spices, all those things, Mitzdarfin L'tamei Tumas Ochlin. They all combine to make Tumah. So if you have a half a kezias of gravy, half a kezias of spices, it'll combine. Pieces, it'll combine. Amar Shlokish, Lo Shanu Ela Etzem, Tahavi Shomer. That's only true if you have a bone which acts as a shomer. Aval nima lahavi shomer, but a hair cannot be a shomer. Rabbi Yochanan Amar afilu nima nami havi shomer. Even a hair could be a shomer. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Ushlakas Rabbi Yochanan miyak a shomer al gabi shomer, but could there be a shomer on top of a shomer? The hide itself is a shomer. So how could the hair be a shomer also? So the Gemara answers chalchulei mechalchel. No. In that spot there is no hide. It's only a hair. So it's not shomer al gabi shomer, only it's the shomer. Maskev lo Rav Acha el miyatos. If that's true, so tefillin herikas vinan. How do you write tefillin? Because you're going to take that hide, you're going to make it into tefillin, you're going to work on it, whatever you do, make it into a tefillin cloth, and then there's a hole in the tefillin, in the cloth, because you're not going to have a hair there. Right. You can remove the hole there. So how are you going to write tefillin? In the chenami, So it's the exact same thing, because that was on the Braitha, and it's on the Mishnah. Oh. Same exact thing. So, how can you write tefillin? You have to write good words. So, Veleka, you don't have that, right? So the Gemara says, no, Ishtam Titza, he forgot, Hadami Marav, what we said there in Yisrael, call Nekev Shadio over a love, Eino Nekev, any hole that the ink will go over, and you know, the ink has, the ink of a Torah, it's viscous. Right? So it's thick, exactly. So when you write over a tiny little hole, it'll just cover the hole. Right? I said yesterday, if the hole is the size of a penny, that's not going to happen. If you have a hole like that in your cloth, you have to fix that. And you can't just write over it. If you have a hole the size of a pinhead, you can just write over it. It won't be a problem. So that's not a problem. Rabbi Yochanan asked Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked Rish Lakish, one second. Or, Sheish Lav Kezayis Basar, or that has a kezayis basar, hanogea betiv, and you touch a strand of basar, right? I think that's what a tiv is.
A sliver of meat.
Hayotze mimenu, well, that's coming out of the hide, ubisaira, and from the hair, shekinegdo, that's opposite it, tame, you become tame. My lav, mishum shomer, isn't that because of a shomer? It's low, not to do with shomer. Mishum yad, it's because of a yad, right? Nim achas l'may chazi. What's one hair good for? How could one hair be a yad? So Gemara says, no, you're right. One hair is not good for anything. Kedamar Rav Eloi b'milai shebein hamilayim. It's the bristle among the bristles. Hachanami b'nima shebein haniman. It's one hair among many hairs. So you can grab a bunch of hairs. That already is something to grab. Ve'echad itmar Rav Eloi. Aha. Where did Rav Eloi say that? On the following. Ditnan hamilai shebeshibolin. The milai, the bristle of the stalk, is metamin. Umetamin, it can become tame, it can transmit tuma, they mitzdarfin, but it doesn't combine. Milai lamai chazi, what can you do with a bristle on a stalk? So Amar Rabbi Lai bimilai shebein hamilayin. It's the bristle among the bristles. So in other words, more than one, you can't grab one. More than one already you can. So two with the hairs, one you can't grab, more than one you can grab. This is the exact same from yesterday. That ends that discussion.
It's a yeah.
Yeah, correct. It's a machlokas.
No, but
how
do you grab all of them?
What?
You can grab it.
Yeah, correct.
Well, it says Sarah doesn't mean one hair, it really means many hairs. Even though it says one hair.
Correct. Because one hair is nothing.
Nothing.
Next, the harotev, and then we said gravy. My rotev, what does that mean, gravy? Amar Rava, shumna, it means the fat. So Amalei Abaya, hu atzmo yitamet tumas ochlin. Doesn't have to combine with anything. That itself is something. That itself gets something. As Rashi says on the third wide line way up on top. Shuman, Lamali Lats Drufe. Why does fat have to combine? The Tani Mitzdarfin Latami Tumas Ochle Bahadi Basar. That it combines with other things. Hub if not malo, but if that's malo, by itself not? Vishuman amayla ucha malihu. Why not? It's good food. It's regular food. So, it can't mean that. It can't mean fat. Ella, chelev de karish. It's fat that congealed. My area de karish.
So what if it congealed?
So what if it congealed? Kilo karish, nami. Even if it didn't congeal. So what? The Amar Rish Lakish said, Tzir shalgabe yarek, the brine on top of a vegetable, mitzdaref lekoseves b'yom HaKippurim, will give you the requisite shear for Yom Kippur, right?
Shear for what?
What, for eating, you're not allowed to eat in Yom Kippur, right? So what if you eat one molecule? So we know that that's not a shear. What we'll see in a minute, that Yom Kippur has a different shear than everything else. But the brine on the vegetable can give you the requisite shear, right? So too, the same thing should be over here. Even if the rotef didn't congeal, it should give you the shear. What's the difference between gravy and broth? What's the difference? It's enough, it's something. So it should combine. So the Gemara says, no. Hasam, over there, by Yom Kippur, the reason why you're chayef is mishum yesuve daitehu. Because the shear for Yom Kippur is satiate, different shear. Here, yesuve daite. It calms you down, gives you some satisfaction. Becholdehu miyasve daite. And any amount will give you that satisfaction. Says
Rashi. Also, everybody's different, I guess.
What?
Everybody's different for that.
Yeah. Hacha, over here, mishum itzdarufehu. It's a question of combining.
Right.
E karish mitzdarif. If it congealed, it's mitzdarif. E lo karish lo mitzdarif. And if not, not. Says Rashi, hasam. That's like 8 lines down for the lines are skinny. Taima, diyom HaKippurim, labishum uchlehu. Yom Kippur has nothing to do with eating. Why? But because even if it's not food, even if it's not classified as food, even if it calms you down, you're going to be chayef. Why? By Yom Kippur, it doesn't say lo sochal. It says lo ta'anes nafshat d'ksiv. V'zeh lo, I'm sorry, d'ksiv lo se'unekziv. Lo se'unekziv. Ta'anes nafshat d'ksiv. You should pain yourself. What does that mean? It doesn't say don't eat in Yom Kippur.
Right.
It says don't. It says pain yourself. What does that mean? A different jeer. So this, even if you have a little bit of this stuff, whatever it is, brine, you're not paining yourself. A whole different jeer. It's not food, right? Vizel lo sada. This is here. You're not doing that. You're not paining yourself. Aval hacha ochel lamashka emet starfen. Here the liquid and the food don't combine. The halo shavi b'shirayu because they're not the same. Not the same shear. We already know that liquids and solids don't combine. Right, liquids are usually a revius, and foods are a kazayas. How do they? They can't combine. That's only because liquids and solids don't have the same properties to give you the same menuchas hanefesh. But brine on top of vegetables, that does give you that menuchas hanefesh, and therefore you're going to be chayev. So you can't compare Yom Kippur to everything else. Okay.
When you say chayev, it's like you put salad or
something. Yes, exactly. Exactly. So I don't have enough of a shear of salad. But with the dressing, it goes over the shear. So do they combine? Yes. The kippa. Next one is kippa. My kippa. What's kippa? Amar Rabba, pirma. Rabba said it means pirma, which are certain kind of dregs. What?
He's called the dregs.
The dripping from the meat.
Yeah.
Sediments of
meat. Sediments is a good word. Amar Le'abaya, hu atzmo yitame tumas ochlim. That's regular food. Why is that combined? It's regular food. El Amar Papa, tavlin. It means spices. Tanan Hasam. We have a Mishnah over there in Menachos that hikva es hadam, if you harden dam, the achlo, and then you eat it, you make it hard, and then you take a knife and a fork, and you eat it like it's a salad. Or shehimcha es achelev, or just opposite, you heat up fats, you make it into a liquid. The gumbo, you drink that. Chayev. In both cases, you're chayev.
You should be.
What?
You should be.
Now.
Why would I think he's not chayev?
Bishloma hikvetz hadam v'achlo. I understand if you took blood and you made it hard, you're chayiv, kivin da akve, since you hardened it, achshuve, achshuve. You've made it chashuv. You made it, yeah. Ela himches achelev, gamo, achilek sebehu. It says you're not allowed to eat chelev. Vahai lo achilu. That's not normal eating. It's not normal eating. Amar le'omer shlokish, amar kra. It says in the Torah, nefesh, nefesh. Right? What does it mean, nefesh? It says nefesh, v'nichrusa ha-nefesh ha-ochel v'mena. L'rabos es ha-shose. To include, even if you drink chelev, says Rashi, midichsiv v'nichrusa ha-nefesh, nefesh mashma, kol dover ha-miyashiv da'ito shaladam. Even anything that's going to be miyashiv you, give you yishiv hadas, right? V'afilu shose, even a drink. Kimo im yesh es nafshechem shilosh and taiva v'koras ruach shenefesh nenu medo. Anything that the nefesh will get benefit, because it says the nefesh will get kares. The funny word nefesh will get kares, right? Don't say that ish will get kares. The nefesh will get kares. So it includes anything that the nefesh gets some kind of, you know, spiritual, physical type of yishev hadas, which you get from a drink also. Therefore, you chayiv if you drink the chelev. Case number one is chelev. Case number two. Tanya Nami Hachi. Gabi Chametz. Same thing by Chametz. Kei Gavna. Same thing. Himchahu. You heat up the Chametz. Vigamo. And you drink it. Im Chametzu. Onish Kares. If it's Chametz, you get Kares for that. On Pesach, you took Chametz. You made it into a liquid. You drank it. You get Kares for that. Im Matzahu. If it's Matzah. Ein Adam Yotzi Dechavasa BePesach. You can't be yotze your mitzvah on Pesach, right? Bishloma im matzah ein adam yotze dechavasa Pesach. I get that. I understand why that's true. Why is that true? Lechem oni amar Rachmana. It says lechem oni, the poor man's bread. V'hai lav lechem oni hu. This is not even bread. You made it into a liquid. El im chametz hu onish kares achila k'siv bei. Why are you getting kares for drinking it? It says achila, right? Amar Shlokish, Amar Kra, Nefesh. It says by Chameit, Nefesh, right? It says, Ki kol ochel Chameit, Zivrich was a ha-nefesh ha-hi, mi Yisrael. Af-l-rabos is ha-shoza, even if you drink the Chameit. Good? That was the second one. Third one. V'tanya nami gabi nevelas oftar ki agavna. The same thing by a nevelas oftar. What's a nevelas oftar? It's a bird, a kosher bird, a chicken, a kosher bird that died.
Carcass.
And you eat it without shechita.
Okay.
Forget
it's a nevela.
It's a nevelas oftar.
Oh, okay.
Forget the issur of eating a nevela. Forget that. I'm not talking about that. You also, when you, if this chicken drops dead and you touch it, do you become tamei? No. No. You don't become tamei when you touch a nevela bird, kosher bird. When do you become tamei? If you ever do, when you eat it, when you swallow it. Forget the isser of eating that kosher. Forget that. When you swallow it, now, himchahu, you took this chicken, this dead chicken, and you heated it up and you made it into a liquid. The chamu ba'or, tamei. And then you swallow it, you drink it, you become tamei. But bechama, if you heat it up in the sun, then tar, then you don't become tamei. You remain tar. Vavinun ba achila tzibbe. But 1 second. It says achila. So why on earth Are you Tomei? Amar Shlokish, Amar Kra, Nefesh. It says Nefesh. Again, by Nefesh, by the bird. L'rabos es hashose. To include, if you drink it. Right? Ihachi Bechama Nami. So then what about the sun also? So Gemara says, that's a different thing. Bechama Asruche Misrach. No, the sun makes it bad. So nobody's going to drink that. But if I do it with a fire, that's going to good. Right? That's good. Then if I drink it, I become tamei. So we had 3 cases. We had chelev, chametz, and the third one is nevela. The Gemara calls it a nevela, nevelas of tahar. Okay? And now the Gemara says, tzrichi, all three are necessary. Why are all three necessary? Here we go. Di kasa rachmana chelev, if the Torah only would have said chelev, such a thing, chametz lo asamine. I would never be able to learn chametz out of it. Why? Shekein lo haisa lo shasa kosher.
It's never been.
Because chametz, because nevela never was kosher.
Right.
chametz was kosher all the year round except for 7 days. Right? Nevela asimine shkinonish karet. I would never learn nevela's oftar out of chalev because you get karet for chalev. You don't get karet for eating the bird. Vikas rechmana chametz. Had the Torah only written chametz, chalev lo asimine. I would never learn chalev out of it. Why not? Shkein lo hutar mechlalo. Because chalev has a unique thing. There's some chalev that's mutter. What's chalev is mutter? Chalev of achaya. It's mutter, right? So, so I would say, you know why chametz, you drink it, you're so chayev? We're so machmer on chametz. Chametz, everyone's machmer on chametz. When it comes to chalev, why should we so machmer? After all, by achaya, it's even mutter. So I would never learn chalev from chametz. Nevela asimine, I can't learn nevela from chametz. Shkenonish kares, because you get kares for chametz and not for a bird. V'yikaseh rechmana b'nevela hanach lo asimine. Now what about nevela? If the Torah only were written by nevela, I would never know chametz and chalev. Why not? Shekein metama, because by the bird you can become tamei. You eat chametz, you don't become tamei. Right. Worse things, you get in kares. You don't become tamei. So maybe only by bird it's true that if you make it into a liquid, you drink it, it works. Why does it work? Because you eat tamei. But by chalev and chametz, I would never know. So the Gemara says, chadami chadalo asya. You can't learn that one from one. Chadami tesi chadami tarti. How about one from two? So I don't need to write all three, I can write two. Says the Gemara, hi Tasi, which two?
That's the only limud from Nefesh is this thing? You mean, what the question, why it says Nefesh by each of the cases, like, that's the issue?
Yeah. To teach you the same thing three times. That Yechai, if you make it into a liquid. So three times, I can't learn out one from when you can't learn out.
I just can't imagine that's the only limud from that word Nefesh. That's the only thing.
Right now, here, I don't know. Now, hi Tasi, which two you want to use? Hi Tasi, which two? Lo lichta rachmana nevela. So what if the Torah wouldn't have written nevela? V'teisi mehanach. We'll learn out from chalev, from chalev and chametz, right? Malhanach, you know, onish kares. Can't. Those two you get kares for. Kares for chalev, you get kares for chametz. Lo lichtov rachmana b'chametz v'teisi mehanach. So the Torah wants to leave out chametz and learn out from chalev and nevela. Malhanach, shekin lo haislo shatza kosher. Those two are never kosher. Now, a live chicken walking around is also not kosher. Because you can't eat it now.
Right.
It's not kosher. It needs shechita. So it was never kosher. The chalev is never kosher. Chametz is kosher. Lo lechta rachmana b'chalev tesi mahanach. So leave chalev out. But ma'alahanach shekein lehutru mechlalon. Tamar b'chalev shehutru mechlalo. Those two, nevela and chametz, have nothing that's mutter about it. But chalev has something mutter about it. Chalev of achai is mutter.
Chametz not on Pesach is also mutter.
Oh, but on Pesach there's no heter about it. Chalev, you can't eat that. That chalev is mutter. Since it's less chamor, I can't learn out from the other two.
Yeah, but this chalev is never mutter. This chalev.
I know, but since in the world of chalev, that was umay nihu. What chalev is mutter? We know the answer is chalev of achai. Gemara never asked this question. Umay nihu. What chalev is mutter? Ilema chalev behema legvoa. Well, a chalev of a behema is get burnt on the mizbeach. So Hashem doesn't mind. Hashem takes it. So is that what you mean by that? Is that what you mean, that a chalev is mutter? Because it goes on the mizbeach? So nevela nami ishtari, malikas of legvoa. So nevela also goes on the mizbeach. You have malikas of, goes also a carbon. And that's a nevela. No, that's not the answer. Ella. Chalev d'chaya lehedyot. The chalev of a chaya, for a hedyot, you're allowed to eat chalev of a chaya. You're allowed to. You're allowed to eat the chalev of a deer. Mutter. That's what it means. Not all chalev is aser. Nevela nami ishtu malika schata sa'of l'kahanim. Nevela's oaf is also mutter to eat. You know that? The malika's oaf of a chatas, the malika of a chatas, can be eaten by kahanim.
It's not called a nevela.
What?
It's not called a nevela. Exactly. That's where the shechita is. It's not a nevela.
Hmm?
The shechita of an ov is
so you're saying it's not an avela.
Not
an avela. The Gemara's going to give a similar answer to that. Similar answer. So no, the Gemara says no. La'olam chaylev chayle hadyot. Kagash loch kahanim. Yes, he's a kahanim. Kahanim mishulchan gavah kazachu. They're eating the bird, the chatos that has malika. Doesn't have shechita. Has malika. They're eating that as a from Hashem. Rashi says v'heter mishum gavahu. It's mutter because it's a carbon, right? By a hedyot, there's no such thing. Rashi's so cryptic. I would have said what you said. I would have said the malika is the shechita.
Right.
Rashi doesn't say that.
But why not?
Because what? The malika is the shechita. Lagabi what?
Lagabi being able to eat the bird.
So that's not true. Lagabi mizbeach. So that's what the Gemara says. Mishulchan gavoh kazachu. You eat when a kohen eats a malika.
Right.
A bird that was killed with malika.
Right.
No shechita. So why is he allowed to eat it?
Because
what?
Concession.
Exactly. It's an exception.
Okay.
It's an exception. Here, it's okay. It's saying the same thing. Different words saying the same thing. Okay? Very good. V'hadetanya, but we have a braisa that says, it says like this, by shrutzim, hatimeyim, this week's parsha. Hatimeyim. Ketiv over by the Shabbos table. It says hatimeyim. These are the Tomei Shratzim. Right? Hatimeyim. These are the Tomei Shratzim. Lesar Tziron. What's Aser about a Sheretz? It's brine. That's such a thing. Verotvan. The spices. The gravy. The Kippah Shalhen. The spices. Lamali Ligmar Mahani. Why do I need another Makar for shratzim? Why can't I learn all that out from our Mishnah? Why does the Torah have to go out of its way and give another makar that you can't eat these things of a sheretz? What's the difference between a sheretz and anything that you're not allowed to eat? So the Gemara says, tzrichi, it's necessary. Di lo kasev rachmana. If the Torah wouldn't have written it, hava mina, I would have thought, dayo lavo menadin lios kenidon, that the limud of shratzim would be limited by the limud of the other three. Ma hasam ad ikka kizayis. Just like the other three, the share is a, what's the share of chametz? A kizayis. Right? Af hachanami ad ikka kizayis. So too here, the share would be a kizayis. And that's not true. The share of a sheretz is not a kizayis. What's the share of a sheretz? No.
Either a kizayis or the bria.
No. The issue of eating shratzim is adasha, which is smaller than a kezayis. If, now, dayo lavo hadin lios kizon is a principle by kal v'chomer.
Right.
Right? What does that mean, dayo? So I'll give you an example. Let's say a boy misbehaves by the Rebbe. A boy in school misbehaves by the Rebbe. Right? And he also misbehaves by the English teacher. So we assume that the Rebbe is more important, right? He's a more chasha person. Let's just go with that, even though it might not be true, but just go with that. So imagine if the principal tells the student, you misbehave by the English teacher, you can have 1 hour of homework. You can have 1 hour of extra homework because you misbehave by the English teacher. And what about if you misbehave by the Rebbe? Kal v'chomer, at least an hour. Kal v'chomer, at least an hour. It's even worse, right? How about more than an hour? Shouldn't be more than an hour. Dayo. We only know an hour. That's all we know. We know you're going to get an hour of punishment. I can't give you more than an hour. Even though the Rebbe's more chomer, I can't do it. Why? Principle of dayo. You're bound by the parameters set by the kal. How this applies by a limud of ma'atzad, that's a funny thing now. Now we're saying, if chelev, chametz, and nevela, the veil of a bird, happens to be the shiras of kezayis by the three of them. So Gemara wants to know, why did the Torah go out of its way to tell me that these things are mitzarif by shratzim? What did I have from those three? So what did I have from those three? That it would be a kizayis. And the shear for an avail is not a kizayis. Therefore, I could learn that from those three. That's a funny thing. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. What?
Why is saying chomet kizayis?
Why is it chomet kizayis?
Yeah.
Why, it's a mashu?
Yeah.
To eat? To eat? What? For us it is.
Is that
Rabbanan? Might be for a punishment. I don't know. It's a good question. Might be for a punishment. Okay. Now, v'lichta rachmana b'shratim. How about this? Why could the Torah write the din by shratim? Right? That what? That if you heat up, you make shratim into liquid, it becomes a usur. V'lechi hanach, v'lechi minayu. Then we call it out from shratim. So Gemara says, Mishum de'ikal l'mifrach, because you have a kash on that. Ma'al shratim, she came to matan b'mashahu. Because their tumah is on a mashu. It doesn't mean a mashu. It means the size of an adasha, which is a very small shear. So since it's such a chumr, you don't have a chumr like that by other things. That it's such a small shear, that therefore you can't learn it out from shratzim. Vaditanya, what about the following? Hatevel, what about tevel? What's tevel? Tevel's grain you're not allowed to eat. You take grain you're not allowed to eat, and you make it into a drink. Or hachadosh, or chadosh. Rashi says, kodem shekar v'omer, before you bring the omer, you're not allowed to eat the new grain, new crops. Finally, normal case. You took the barley, and you made beer out of it. And you drink that. Vahahektish, or hektish. What does hektish mean? I donated something to the Beit HaMikdash, and I'll have benefit from it. I then go ahead and I make it into a liquid, and I drink it. Or shvius, shvita the fruit. Or klayim. Kulan mashkin ayotzim hem kemosan minolan. How do you know that if you take any of these things and make them into liquids, as the same halacha, the yichayev? Now let me do that. How do I know that? You want to tell me, well, learn out from the other three. Learn out from chameit, chelev, and nevela, that just like over there you make it into a liquid yichayev, so to all these. Malahanach, those shekin iser haba me'elavhu. Those isurim happen by themselves. When a chicken drops dead, it becomes usur. You don't have to do anything to make it usur. Chalev is usur because it's born that way. Chametz is usur because it's born that way. Once Pesach comes, it becomes usur. You don't have to do anything. Right? Now, all the things we mentioned on that list, Tevel, Chadosh, Hektish, Shvius, and Klayim, four out of those five happen on their own. Tevel, Chadosh, Klayim, and Shvius happen on their own. Hektish doesn't. You made it hektish. You have to do something.
Right.
So, says the Gemara, Mahanach shekin iser haba me'elav, have those iserim come on their own. Right? So Gemara says, good. Tinach heichad iser haba me'elav. That makes sense. So fine. So how about four of them? Four out of the five also happen on their own. So hektish, you're right. Hektish, you made hektish. You did something on your own. But the other four, they happen on their own also. So learn out from chelev, chametz, and nevela. Just like those happen on their own, you made it into a liquid, you chayev. So do these. They happen on their own, you make it into a liquid, you chayev. Right? Heichad delav iser ba me'elav minolan. You're right. You can learn that out. What about hektish, which doesn't come on its own? How do you know if you take a hektish and you make it into a liquid, you drink it, you chayev? So Gamrinan mi bikurim. We're learning out from bikurim, right? Because also bikurim, also you have to do something. You have to take the bikurim. Ubikurim gufa minolan. How do I know bikurim is that way? How do I know bikurim? So Gemara says the Tani Rabbi Yosi pri atamevi mashke. It says pri atamevi. You should bring a pri atamevi mashke. Hevi anavim vidarchan minolan. If you bring grapes. That you have squeezed, right? How do you know that that's also a problem? That's not a problem. That's also bikurim. Talmud Lomar, Tavi. It says Tavi. Bring it. Bring whatever you want. Bring it. It'll bring it all over. So what do you see from the word Tavi? Right? That even if you bring bikurim, now it doesn't mean just you bring it. When someone drinks that, someone drinks it. So that's They're non-Kohen eating Bikurim, that's a problem. That's like eating Truma. So what do you see? Liquid's the same thing. So, Ikal HaMifrach, but there's a problem with that. Because Mala Bikurim is different. She came to Unam Kriya V'Hanacha. Because Bikurim is so machmer. You have to bring it, you have to put it down, you have to recite Psukim. That's why a liquid, if you drink it, would be Chayiv. But who said that a liquid by Kachim would be Chayiv? Ella, Gamar, Vitruma, learn that from Truma. Vitruma, Gufa, Minolan. How do you know that Truma is that problem? The Iskash, Libikurim, because it's compared to Bikurim. The Amar Mar, Shumas Yadcha Elu Bikurim. Shumas Yadcha is Bikurim. Mal Bikur Truma Shechevel of Misa the Chomesh. You have a Truma Sal Machmer. Because Truma, you're Chayev Misa and a Chomesh. You know, right? No, that's not true by Hektish. That's not true by Hektish. Right? That's not true by Hektish. No. We're trying to learn out how you know that if you make Hektish into a liquid, you chayev. Learn out of Bikurim, you can't learn out of Bikurim. Learn out of Truma, you can't learn out of Truma. Why can't you learn out of Truma? Truma is so machmer, because you get a chmisa and a chomesh. Right. Says Tosvos, right, the little Tosvos of mat l'truma shekin chayev of misa v'chomesh, a minute. If you use Hektish, you also have misa and a chomesh. Me'ila, right? Right? So Tosvos says, we must be going like the Shita that doesn't hold like that. Because there's a Shita in Sanhedrin that says, if you use Hektish, you're Chayiv Misa and a Chomesh. So that can't be. This Tana can't say that. Because we're saying, why is Truma worse? You get Misa and a Chomesh. You don't get that for Hektish. In Sanhedrin you do. Nah, someone else said that. Right? Ella, Garmi Tarvayu. We have both. Mi Truma Ubikurim. Malat Truma Ubikurim, Shekin Chalav Misa and a Chomesh. What about Truma Bikurim, that you have Misa and a Chomesh, and Hektish not? Ella, Issi Mi Truma V'chad Mahanach. So learn it out from Truma and one of the other ones on the list. Either Chameitz, Chelev, or Nevela. Oh, Bikurim V'chad Mahanach. Or Bikurim in one of the other ones. And Rashi right here explains. Chameitz or Nevela. D'chi Parachta, you're going to ask me, Bala Truma, Shekin Misa. Right? You get Misa for that. Nevela Tuchiach. You don't get Misa for Nevela. But man, the veil of shekin isra b'me elav, but it happened by itself. Truma tochiach. Truma didn't happen by itself, and you still chayiv if you drink it. The chazar adin hatzav shavu shebehen sheisurin hein atzman they're aser u mashkin ayotzim mehem kemosan, and if you make it into a liquid, you're still chayiv. Afani avi it's elu. So I will include kektish as well. It says the Gemara v'hadit nan, but we learned in the Mishnah, right? V'hadit nan, we learned in the Mishnah. Dvash tamarim, the honey of dates, the ayin tapuchim, wine of apples, the chometz sisvanios, and the vinegar from winter grapes, usharmine peiros chal truma, and other peiros of truma, Rabbi Elazar mechayev keren v'chomesh, Rabbi Yeshua poter. Okay, Mike if by pligi, what are they arguing about, right? So, in other words, We just got to finish saying that Truma has the same, all things are the same. So why all of a sudden Rabbi Yeshua comes along? No, if you drink the liquids of these things, you don't get a chomesh, you don't get any onesh. Why not? Didn't we just got to finish saying that all these things are the same? So the Gemara says, Don mina umina, do we learn one from A from B? The don mina v'okim basra kamiflagi. And then when we learn something else, it goes out of the equation. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Look at Rashi. B'chol gzeirah shavos don mina umina. B'chol gzeirah shavos ubinyan av shebatorah shana lomdim davar michavero. Whenever we're learning one from another, we're learning one from something else. So we're learning out over here, kachim, that if you make kachim into a liquid yichayev, from bikurim and or truma, and or one of those other things, chametz, nevela, right? E daininan le the gamrin le lechol mili. Do we learn everything the same? Everything is the same. Oh, don mina mash anu tzmichin lo. I only learn what I need. Ve'uki ba'asra l'mili achrinai so. But the farash begufayu. And I don't learn the things I don't need to learn. That's what they're arguing about. How does that play out? The Rabbi Eliezer savar don mina umina. He learns all the way through and through. Ma bikurim. Mashkin ayotzim mehem kemosan. So I think by bikurim, the liquid is the same status as the solid. Af truma nami mashkin ayotzim mehem kemosan. So to truma, same thing. Umina, and then I take this a step further. Ma bikurim afilu sharminim, right? Bikurim, even, let's say you bring bikurim from pomegranates, right? And you have pomegranate juice. So what if you have pomegranate juice? Is that at the same status as Bikurim? Says Rabbi Eliezer, yes. Why? Because he takes the comparison all the way. Af trumanami, afilu sharminim. What if you give truma from oranges?
According to him, you can use juice.
You can't use orange juice, right? So Rashi says, it's the last Rashi before the lines get wide. Af trumanami, shehefrisha beperos, kigon tumarim v'tapuchim. You give truma from dates or apples. You made apple juice. Kiven de truma no heges bepri, even though truma applies to fruit, af al gaf de eno heges bemashkin chalehen, ela betirosh v'yitzar bovad, even though there is no truma by liquids of apples. There's no such thing. Except for the only time they have liquids by truma is by wine and oil. There is no truma for apple juice. Only truma of apples. Says everybody else, so what? So what? By bikurim, all seven species, the liquids are the same. Because all seven are required. So too by truma, even though there's no such thing as apple juice for truma, it's still, you're still going to be, why? Because I make the comparison all the way through. They're like truma. Then Rashi says, it's not even really a fair comparison, because then we don't even have to give truma from apples, minatora. Forget apple juice. Even apples, you don't have to give truma from apples, minatora. That's Rashi Shita. Rashi held that the truma, there's no truma d'arais, is only wine, oil, and wheat. No. Just the three. Wine, oil, and wheat. That's a Rashi held. Everything else is Durabanan. So to say that apples are Durabanan. Apple juice for sure. Right? Mm-hmm. Says Rashi, so what? It's only Durabanan. We're just comparing principles. The idea is the same. Hachi udamrinan kivin dimimidian bedaraisa. If it would be a daraisa, islan don mina omina. We can make the comparison all the way through. So when it comes to the shivas minim of bikurim, if you make a liquid out of it, even though it's not a normal pomegranate juice, it's a funny thing, okay, it doesn't make a difference. You're still chayev if you drink that. Why? Has a status of bikurim. So too, any liquid that comes from truma has a status of truma. And therefore, these funny things, if you notice, everything on the list was funny liquids. It was the honey of dates, the wine of apples, and winter grapes, vinegar. Not normal things. We didn't say wine or oil. We didn't say normal things, we said funny things. Why? Because it's exactly the point. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it doesn't make a difference how funny it is. Who drinks winter grape vinegar? The point is, so what? Since it's compared to Bikurim, and the comparison's all the way through, it's the same halacha. Rabbi Yeshua Sofer, no. Don mina omina. We do compare Truma to Bikurim. Ma Bikurim, mashka diotze man kamosan. Just like by truma, by bikurim, the liquid's the same. Af truma, mashkin, the yotzen, kamosin. Same thing by truma. V'uki basra. But then we part ways. Ma, mashkin, the kachim, the truma, tirshirin, we definitely low. When it comes to truma, only wine and oil. Af mashkin, the yotzen, mehen, kamosin, tirshirin, we definitely low. So too, one second. Ma mashkin de kudshim, the truma. Yeah, tishri yitzar in low. Af mashkin de yotze mehen, kamosan, same halacha, tishri yitzar in, midach rini low. Okay. Vadetnan, ein mevi in bikur mashke, el yotze mehen adizim anavim bilvad, adizim anavim mani. Who said that? You can only bring truma, you can only bring bikurim from grapes and olives. Rabbi Yeshua, he says Rabbi Yeshua, d'amar, don minav, oki basra. For Gomel Bikur be Truma, because he compared it to Truma, and therefore you can only bring, according to that, you can only bring liquids from wine and grapes. For the Dnan, Ein Sofkes Arbar Mishum Arla, Eliyotzim and Azesim Vanavim Mani, who said that? That you only get Malkus for eating the liquids of Arla from grapes and olives. The same with Rishua. Dharma, Dhamminava, Oki Basura. For Gomel Bikur be Truma, Libikur be Truma, for Hadar, Maisi, Le, Me Arla, Pri, Mi Bikurim. And he learns Arla from the same place, from Truma and Bikurim. So according to him, if you drink the Arla of apple juice, you're not going to be Chayef. It's not considered Arla. But if wine and grapes, yes. Why? Because all of that from Bikurim and Truma. It's all learned out from Bikurim and Truma. Okay? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.